Welcome back to State of the News. I'm Rick Howlett. We're going to turn our attention now to the Louisville Metropolitan Sewer District and some reporting on that, on some administrative issues, some would say turmoil, that has surfaced in the last several months. And joining us to talk about it is James Bruggers, who reports on the environment for the Courier-Journal. Jim, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you again. Well, back in July, I guess, State Auditor Quit Llewellyn announced that she would conduct a review of the management practices at MSD, saying there were some serious issues that have been raised. What are some of those issues, and what's the status of her investigation?
Well, she's supposed to get her investigation done by the end of the year. I think there may be a draft that gets circulated within MSD sometime in late November. MSD will get to respond to that internally, and then at some point it'll be made public by the end of the year. The issues, boy, there's a whole bunch of them. It started with three MSD board members they owned businesses that did work for the agency, and the Courier-Journal reported on that. And the three resigned at the mayor's request. It's the mayor who, by the way, requested this audit. The agency has spent more than $7 million on outside lawyers since 2006. They have in addition to that, they have a staff of four in-house attorneys. They paid $350 an hour for a team-building coach in 2009 and 2010, first without a contract. They increased an outgoing human resources director's salary in the last 5 months of her career in 2008 to boost her public pension. I mean, the list does kind of go on. It's been rather exhaustive.
Now, MSD has conducted its own internal audits in the past, right? Has that turned up anything?
Actually, as a matter of fact, it did. They had an internal audit of the billing practices and the role of the law firm of Larry Zelke, who's been the board's attorney there for 25 years or something. And it found that it concluded that he had too much control over the agency. It found some irregularities in the billing practices.
Well, for those who don't know, MSD, Metropolitan Sewer District, now, is this a part of Metro government, or is it like an independent agency?
Well, it's a political subdivision of the state.
Right.
The mayor hires and fires the executive director and the chief engineer, and appoints the eight board members. And Metro Council has some role in overseeing the rate increases. Typically, you find in the past, it's people, the local government has kind of held MSD at arm's distance, saying, well, they're its own agency. But there really is a direct connection between Metro government and MSD, although it is not it's some of that connection is a bit tenuous.
MSD is under this federal mandate to improve the sewer system, and therefore they've been slowly raising rates over the years. But they usually keep it under a certain threshold in order for, so it doesn't have to have Metro Council approval.
Yeah, 7%. Yeah, and the rates have gone up between 5% and 7% a year since the mid-1990s. And for a typical household, by 2024, they're estimating that the annual rate for a typical household will be like about $810 a year, up from $402 in 2010.
This is a large agency, a lot of money moving through it.
Hundreds of millions of dollars. They're spending it. This 19-year consent decree to stop these sewage overflows is the biggest public works project going on in Louisville right now. If they ever do the bridges, that'll be bigger. But right now, it's the biggest one.
Now, Bud Shardine has been the longtime executive director. I don't know how long he's been there, but it seems like he's been there for a long time. What's his response been to this call for an audit, this audit that's going on?
He has sent a letter out to MSD customers saying the things that, putting forward the things that they feel that MSD has done well, but also saying that, maybe some mistakes were made and that they're going to try to improve that.
And more recently, you reported that MSD is working on some sort of an ethics policy, but we don't know much about it yet.
Yeah, no, we don't. They did upgrade their ethics policy shortly after the three board members in March quit when it was discovered that they did business for the agency they served. That's no longer allowed. But there's been some call by both the mayor and some Metro Council members to bring them under the Metro Ethics Commission. And interestingly enough, just a few years ago, MSD and attorney Larry Zelke pushed that issue the opposite direction as far as they could. They had a legal case that where judges determined that they were not technically part of Metro government, couldn't fall under the Ethics Commission. Now, voluntarily, as this is going on, they've approached the Ethics Commission and they've begun a dialogue with the Ethics Commission to see whether there's some way that they could broaden their ethics policy and have a role for the Ethics Commission to field complaints and that sort of thing.
So it was brought up at a meeting, and you've requested some details on it, but they've been...
Well, that was kind of a... Yeah, I mean, it was just actually a little silly, actually, if you think about it. I mean, they it was a public meeting. They displayed their draft ethics policy up on a wall, you know, giant wall behind the board. And so you could take a little few notes and see what, you know, from that, but it wasn't the whole thing. And they've denied, under an open records request, they denied that both to me and I also believe the WFPL reporter.
Yes. So this back to this audit with Crit Llewellyn, it will come out later, and it really is a matter of, it's just issuing findings. She doesn't really carry the force of law, but she can make recommendations for
exactly. And the mayor keeps telling me, and I think probably other people, that he is looking forward to that audit. He's going to use that audit for guidance on, you know, what changes, if any, he wants to make. And MSD has said that the board has told me that they will look to that audit to see if there's any changes they want to make in their practices as well.
All right. James Bruggers with the Courier-Journal. Thanks for joining us today.